And I think when you do that, you'll see that Urbana has done a tremendous job of moving our children from where they come in to a mastery level. We're not there yet, but I really truly feel that we've found through after school programs, summer intensive programs, support during the school day, and changing some of the day-to-day scheduling, especially at our middle school and our high school, to meet some of those needs as far as those assessments. We're really on the road to making that happen as far as narrowing the achievement gap that persists among those subgroups.
And in particular with racial equity, because of, and that's been an issue quite a bit in Champaign. They handle it under the terms of a consent decree. What different approach has worked in Urbana as far as that goes? And how do you assess the success so far in bridging the achievement gap in this particular district?
I would say the economic gap is even in some areas more of a challenge than the racial gap is. And I say that simply because in Urbana, even when you look, if we're talking racially, and say we're talking with our African-American student population, when we look at our African-American student population, fully about 80 to 87% are in the area of free and reduced lunch. So it's pretty difficult to separate the low-income kind of characteristics from the racial characteristics. So I say what we try to do is take each student individually and give them the support necessary for them to be successful. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. When it doesn't work, usually some of those factors are mobility, because mobility is a key item as far as academic success is concerned. If a family is moving from place to place and not having a stable home life, it's very difficult for that student within the school.
Because they'll switch teachers, not just homes.
Teachers, schools, sometimes not having the necessary things in life, food, clothing, shelter, things that go beyond testing. NCLB doesn't have a test for that, but that's the reality that you're working with when you're working with children of poverty.
You're well aware of other realities involving funding the school system as well. What do you think of what the future path may be with all the uncertainty over state funding in particular, the latest proposals for state lottery funds going to education? I mean, what do you do as an incoming superintendent to worry about, what the financial situation will be like in the next year, nonetheless the next 5 or 10?
We have to work with what we have. I'm not expecting any great windfall from anyone, including the state or the federal government or locally. We have to live within our means and make do with what we actually have. And I think Urbana has tried to do that, I know, since Dr. Amberg's tenure here. And sometimes it's simpler to do. And sometimes when you have increased expenditures, you have to have cutbacks and things of that nature. But you have to live within your means. And looking into the future now, I don't see that changing much.